The county's association says there's an $18 million surplus from fees that's not being used for operating costs. La Crosse County Administrator Steve O'Malley says fee increases over the past few years mean nearly $2 million goes to the state, while the county property taxpayer spends $800,000 of the $2 million needed to operate the county's courts.
The fines have increased year after year, but the portion that goes to offset the county share paid for by property tax levy has not kept up with cost increases.
O'Malley says lawmakers are ignoring an 86% vote by residents this spring, saying the state should pay the full cost of running courts. Senate Republican Dan Capanke says the legislature is concerned about unfunded mandates on property taxpayers, and the Senate took a first step on Tuesday.
Any more legislation that comes with a fiscal take for local municipalities, in other words, a mandate, an unfunded mandate, we would either pay for it out of, you know, the state coffers, or the mandate would go away. That's our start.
With a spending freeze on local government, Capanke says it's important to address funding. Still, Assembly Majority Leader Mike Hipsch says part of the answer lies in finding efficiencies.
It still comes from one pocket, and that's yours and mine and every property taxpayer or sales and income taxpayer. And that's pretty much every taxpayer in the state.
Hipsch says he was surprised the spring referendum wasn't approved by 100% of voters. He says it shows many recognize they still pay the cost, whether it comes from the local property tax or state tax. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.